USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine started distribution Sunday, a second COVID-19 vaccine by Moderna is likely to gain emergency use Thursday. The data that the Food and Drug Administration is reviewing will include Moderna's 30,000-person clinical study of its vaccine. President Trump Monday said Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving his job just before Christmas. He will be succeeded on an interim basis by Deputy Jeff Rosen. In the tweet, Trump commented, "Just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an outstanding job. As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas," end quote. The Uber ride-sharing company was fined $59 million on Monday for failing to cooperate with the California Public Utilities Commission on certain sexual assault and harassment claims. The administrative judge last year ordered Uber to answer questions regarding a safety report it released in 2019. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
California wants in on the United States Justice Department's antitrust lawsuit against Google parent Alphabet Incorporated. California Attorney General Javier Becerra filed the motion to join the case in federal court on Friday. Google's anti-competitive behavior has unlawfully maintained the company's monopoly on internet search at the expense of the consumers, the complaint alleges. The Cleveland baseball team will be changing their name this week.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their nickname. According to a report from the New York Times, the club could announce the change as soon as this week. The franchise has been known as the Indians since 1915, going by the Naps, the Bronchos, and the Blues since their founding in 1901. The change comes more than 2 years after the club began to distance itself from the Chief Wahoo logo that had been labeled insensitive to indigenous peoples. Cleveland becoming the latest sports team to change a nickname that's been the target of accusations of racism. Washington's NFL franchise announced back in January it would drop its former moniker. The change will reportedly go into effect for the 2021 MLB season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Monday Night Football did not disappoint football fans as the Cleveland Browns fall to their AFC North rival Baltimore Ravens 47-42. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson ran all over the Browns, then he ran to the locker room because of cramps. He ran back out on the field for a 4th-and-5 play.
You know, Trace was doing a great job dropping the ball down the field. Then I see my guy go down. And as I'm seeing him go down, like, I'm still stretching. Like, I'm like, I got to get back. I'm catching the attitude because I'm like, man, it ain't going the way we want to. And then I see him go down, and I'm like, we got to start. Nah, like, we just got to go out there. Nah, and I start running out there. Kel running with me. It's 4th down, and offensive line blocked their tail off, and our guys just made great catches, and we came out with
the
victory.
The game was tied at 42. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker nailed a 55-yard field goal with 7 seconds remaining at the snap.
I'll sound like a broken record, but it's see the ball, kick the ball, wide play. Plant, get downfield. Of course, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of feeling that goes into any field goal, but especially one that is going to be the difference in the game. And the only thing that you really can do and should do, in my just based on my experiences playing in this league now for 9 years, is your feelings are unimportant. You have to focus on the action of kicking the ball, not the consequence. And we've been able to do that really well for a long time, and tonight we're able to do just that.
A safety on the last play of the game is the reason for the 5-point separation. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.